Good morning. Exciting week for us here with the Giants as we prepare for the divisional round of the playoffs. Traveling to Green Bay, the reigning world champions, a team that's 8-0 at home, plus 24. Thank you very much. In the turnover column, the least penalized team in the National Football League. Really outstanding statistics on all three phases. The offensive team with Rodgers having the year he's had, the defensive team with the 31 interceptions and the takeaways, the aggressive style, and, of course, special teams with their outstanding returners and kickers. So just a game that we're excited to get started practicing and preparing for and look forward to our trip to Green Bay this weekend. Well, they take the ball away from people. You know, people just they are getting started, and they have the 31 interceptions and the fumbles and so on and so forth. It has not taken away from their aggressiveness. They've lost players from time to time. You know, when they played here, the two inside backers didn't play, the starters, and they've been able to overcome that as well. But they're averaging 35 points a game. I mean, that's a pretty good start. Road Warriors coming out of the woodwork. Time to go on the road, trying to renew some of those thoughts about playing on the road, the togetherness, the team, the all for one, the one for all, the mental toughness. You're going to need all those things there.
Can you describe as a coach kind of the fun part of the journey when you see a player emerge or get good the way that Jason Pierre-Paul has this season? From a coach's standpoint, when you see it come together, what's that like?
Well, it's a very satisfying, very rewarding feeling because you, when a young man like that is drafted and there's so much speculation, gee, he hasn't had much play time, you know, he's blah, 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 but you know the talent is there and you see the young man develop mentally. You know, this is a game, this is a mental game. It's a long, long season, but you see a young guy develop and be able to focus to get better at his assignments, to know exactly what's expected of him, to play so well against the outstanding players in this league, the left tackles that he goes against week in and week out, to be able to move him around the way we've been moving him around and put him in different positions against different people and then have him perform at the level he's performed at. It's not a surprise to any of us. We're just very grateful and thankful that it's come along as fast as it has.
Do you have a favorite play of his this season?
I like the block field goal myself.
Seems to be very accurate. Is that just being comfortable with the system or strength of arm or what makes
athleticism? He moves well. You can see the rhythm with which he operates. He is very accurate, and he has he has great velocity on the ball. He has accuracy. He has very good vision. You know, he sees people when it's just out of the corner of his eye. He moves the ball around. He has large contributions from a whole bunch of players. So the distribution of the ball has been handled very well. He's able to avoid, you know, he ran out of the pocket against us here twice for big runs in our first game. So it's a combination of all those things. But he does have outstanding arm strength, quick release, great vision, you know, all of those.
Tom, when you go back to the championship game 2007 in Green Bay, what did Eli show you that day that maybe really stands out and has, you know, maybe even helped his career going on?
Well, I mean, his completion percentage for a day like that was, to me, was incredible. You know, the way he played. But that was 07. Yeah. This is 11.
What's Aaron Ross's status
today? Aaron's been cleared, so he'll be able to practice. Ware is not. Ware won't. Bradshaw won't work today. Herzlich won't work. He's passed all the protocol. That's all I can tell you.
Coach, I'll ask you one more 2007 question before we move on to 2011. I just saw you in the transcript from Monday joking about can't put on a mask about your face. I just wanted to know how many players during that game came up to you and asked you about your face, and what did they say to you?
I don't think anybody did. Seriously. They were, if you look at the eyes of the guys on the sideline, they were looking, They were looking at the field like I was. I don't think anyone even mentioned it. I don't think anybody mentioned it afterwards either.
So when did you first hear that so many people were talking?
Somebody had to tell me because I didn't. I think it was somebody watching the game.
Did you rewatch that game Monday night?
Excuse me?
That game was aired again on NFL Network.
I was busy. I was kind of busy Monday night. Thank you. Thanks for asking.
Will you queue up any of that game for the team this week?
Excuse me?
Will you queue up any of that game?
I don't think so.
Tom, what does it take for a team to seemingly transform in some ways during a season as this one has, particularly with some defensive execution and just the overall confidence level? What has to come together for that to happen?
Well, persistence, number one, and the ability to ride the ups and the downs and stay together. The development of the feeling of team, the confidence that grows from a little bit of success, the ability to put some of the pieces to the puzzle together that haven't been there, that weren't there, that do breed the confidence. But when you talk about things such as, you know, we're definitely going to be tested, obviously, in the secondary, but I have, there has been improvement and there has been, you know, a plastering effect, if you will, much better than was just a few short weeks ago. And, you know, I think that the growth of the confidence that comes from the pass rush to the ability to go against some very, very good running teams and stop the run and then be able to execute in the back end as well, knowing full well that naturally there's yardage that will be gained, but nevertheless we stay away from the big play, that type of thing. So I think that's where it comes from. But the number one thing is you got to stay the course, you know, and even when it doesn't look very good, you've got to hang in there, you got to battle, you got to believe in yourself, and you got to really believe that from the competitive aspect of it that things are going to get better.
Coach, Aaron Rodgers is one of the most mobile quarterbacks in the NFL. How does that change the equation when you play him as opposed to a more pocket passer?
Well, you know that from the athletic standpoint, you got to try to keep him contained. Your pressure's got to push up and you got to try to keep him from bouncing out to the outside. He makes many plays after extending.
Your defense has been doing that more frequently in the last part of the season. Does it still have a chance to improve on
Yeah,
that?
So definitely, yeah. There's many, many areas that we can and we focus on in an attempt to continue to get better.
I know they throw that back shoulder. I mean, I know the part of everybody's up at that back shoulder, but they seem to do it really well. What do you notice about what they do and why it's so effective for them?
Well, they're good at it. They've obviously practiced it. It's a primary objective of theirs to be able to do that. The receivers and the quarterback are on very, you know, on the same page. We saw it up there last year against us.
Tom, the last month, your team has had to play high-pressure games. They haven't had to play a high-pressure game for quite some time. Could that be an advantage for you?
Well, I'm only concerned about what we're doing, and we've had a lot of games that we've had to win the game or we wouldn't be in the position that we're in, and I think that's a good thing, and it has built some momentum for us. But to say that a 15-1 team hasn't played pressure games, I don't know if I can totally go along with that one.
Tom, you mentioned they have plus 24. I think it's 2 weeks in a row you guys haven't turned the ball over. Anything specific that you've been doing? I know you drilled into them.
Well, just we've taken care of the ball. We know how important that is, and in the playoffs, you have to take really good care of the ball. And I think that I think Eli's done a very good job of making sure that the opportunities that we have had to advance the ball with the pass have been, you know, at least the percentages have been in our favor.
Do you have to rein him in a little bit? Can you take fewer gambles?
No. I mean, he's very intelligent. He's very smart. He knows exactly what he's doing, and we have all the trust and faith in him, and he has to go out and do that for us.
Tom, in a big game like this, and you have dynamic passing games with big star players who everybody's going to pay attention to, how often do you find that, like, a second-level guy maybe is the one who steps up and winds up making the big plays? You got to get the ball spread around to those guys, kind of guys.
Well, you do, but it takes everybody every week. I mean, some of the things that people don't see, the special teams plays, the blocking downfield, that type of thing, I think that's – it has to happen at that level, at the highest level, to create some of the things that have happened. The Travis Beckham play in the first game, you know, which – those kinds of things you're talking and referring to, I think you got to have those. You know, somebody, and we say this, quite frankly, somebody who perhaps no one really is aware of the fact what they do or what their contribution is going to have to step up and make a play to help us win.
Tom, can you appreciate being one of the eight teams remaining, or will there be thought for that later?
Well, I can count. I know there's eight left. And I know there's four in our conference. I know there's four in theirs. So.
Tom, with the tragedy they had, do you have to assume that no matter if Coach Philbin is there or not, that they're going to run that same offense, there's going to be no change?
Well, first things first, our heart goes out to the Philbin family. I mean, when we first heard this the other night, the whole coaching staff, the room went absolutely silent. Many guys know Joe Philbin. And you have tremendous empathy, but you can't anywhere near have the feeling that his family's going through. So, I mean, just tragic. And the sympathy of the Giant organization goes out to the Philbin family. But the offense will remain the same. That's Mike McCarthy.
In talking about someone who has to step up, you were generous in your praise of Mario Manningham, both on Sunday and on Monday. His having turned on recently, do you expect that will change the defense now?
Oh, they're aware of him. He's not a surprise, but the way he's played makes you a little bit more aware, and that's what you need. You got to have all the weapons firing.
Tom, it's difficult to go from...
Last week I was almost late to practice. I'm just kind of looking over here to the right because I see Mr. Hanlon skirting the sidelines.
Was it difficult for you in 07 and 08 to go from an underdog mentality to the number one seed? Did you have to adjust the way you approached the playoffs?
I don't know that it was. I think it's a little bit different approach. Some of the motivational tools have to be maneuvered one way or the other if you're the top seed or somebody that's not thought of in that respect. But there's still many, many opportunities to create inspiration and motivation.
Anything else? What did Kansas City do to beat?
Well, they held them to 315 total yards. They ran the ball. You know, when Green Bay went through here, they had time of possession on us. Kansas City had way time of possession on Green Bay. Green Bay had some things that occurred in the game where they weren't as efficient, let's put it that way, as they might have been in other situations. I think Kansas City was very physical in that game.
Okay. All right, Coach.
Thank you.
Thanks.